In North Dakota headlines today, the state's most recent forensic medical examiner has been fired, and authorities in Bismarck had to be called to assist with the termination process. 51-year-old Dr. Barry Miller was fired last week. She'd been in that role since July of 2020. Voters in Williston have approved a $35 million school bond issue to deal with enrollment growth. The bond will finance construction of a new elementary school there. The measure got 66% of the vote on Wednesday. The West Fargo Police Department says it's launched a new text-to-tip program. The program runs via an app that residents can download for free. It'll allow the public to anonymously share information with police. I'll be back with Lake Region News right after this. In Lake Region News today, the State Patrol says a 16-year-old Church's Ferry boy in a pickup attempting to cross Highway 2 about 7 miles east of Leeds drove into the path of a westbound SUV on the highway late Wednesday afternoon. The patrol says the SUV then struck the pickup. The patrol says a 69-year-old Towner woman driving the SUV suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was taken to the hospital here in Devil's Lake. The patrol says a teen pickup driver and his 13-year-old female passenger were both unhurt in the crash. The patrol says charges are pending against the pickup driver. The new chief of the Devil's Lake Police Department says he's humbled to be selected as the leader of the department. Chief Jason Toso says it's also an honor to be chief of police in his hometown. Toso says he'll be busy as he starts his tenure in his new job.
So I want to build us together, build us better, not that we were poor to begin with, but to create more of a family atmosphere.
Toso was sworn in Thursday morning by Devil's Lake Mayor Jim Moe in a ceremony at the Lake Region Law Enforcement Center. Toso will talk more about his appointment as chief on the police report airing tomorrow morning on all Radio Work stations. The director of the Lake Region Public Library here in Devil's Lake says a popular event hosted by that facility is coming up this weekend. Manny Cummings says the library's book sale will be held today and tomorrow at the library. Cummings says numerous books and other items will be available for purchase.
We love getting to share all of our wonderful donations with the community.
Cummings says their book sale will be held at the library from 9 to 5 today, then from 10 a.m. until 3 tomorrow. And the city of Devil's Lake says garbage pickup will remain streetside for the upcoming week of April 22nd through the 26th. In areas of town that have alleys, garbage collection will go back into the alleys on April 29th. That's a look at state headlines and Lake Region News today. For Radio Works, I'm Eric Arndt.